This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Creative Impact. Now, this is a series that focuses on the impact of the creative sector on our lives and community. Our guests are the driving forces that make Washtenaw County one of Michigan's strongest and most vibrant arts and creative industry hubs. The Arts Alliance is the local agency advocating for the creative people and industry experts who live and work in our town and lead the sector locally, nationally, and internationally. The Arts Alliance is our partner, and Deb Pollack, the director, is co-host of the Creative Impact series with me. And Deb, welcome back. As always, great to see you.
I'm so excited to be here, David.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for both of us, I do believe. I think this is going to be something special. You are absolutely glowing.
I'm so excited. I can't even tell you. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago when we thought about having a toy maker on Creative Impact during the holidays?
Yeah, we were kind of banging our head against the wall saying, who can we get?
I know, because all the boys and girls want toys, and somebody has to make them. So I wrote the letter, David, and I sent it in that box on Main Street. And you know what? He wrote back and he said, yes, our guest today is the best and the busiest toy maker in the world.
That can only be one person.
He's calling from the North Pole.
And is this Santa on the other end of our phone line?
Oh, apps jumping, jingle bells. This is wonderful to be talking to the two of you this morning.
Santa
Claus. When I received a letter from Debbie, I just... Oh, wait. Oh, you go by Deb now, don't you? I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay, Santa. You can call me Debbie all you want.
Oh, that'll make it so much easier. Trust me. I was so excited to get the letter. I said, how can I not respond?
Well, thank you so much for joining us and talking about toy making and being with us. It's been a while since you and I have talked.
It's been a long time.
Well, it's great to be with you again. And appreciate you being on the show.
Well, I am so pleased that you did send a letter, and I'm so delighted to share what I can with you.
There are a lot of children that are hearing your voice this morning that are so excited because they know in a very short period of time you're going to be making a visit to the house. I can remember as a kid how excited I was waking up and finding a bicycle under the tree and having all sorts of toys, having such a great time. What is the joy in it for you in delivering all these gifts to the girls and boys of the world?
Oh, David, they energize me. I know it helps them. It makes them feel good. And hopefully they'll learn a little bit about what Christmas is all about.
Well, here you are, though. It's just days before Christmas, and you must be so busy up there at the North Pole with all of your workers building and making all of these toys. People that have to design the toys and make the toys and even wrap the toys. Very creative.
I have the best group of elves that work for me. But I must interject for a moment. Now, Debbie, do you remember the building blocks and the doll that cried and laughed? And didn't you enjoy it?
Santa, you remember. I'm amazed.
My memory goes back a long way. But it gave you joy, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I remember asking, and then you remembered. And that I'm pretty impressed. That's pretty awesome customer service there, isn't it, David?
It's unbelievable because I know that each year throughout the course of the year, Santa, you are making up a list of those who have been naughty and those who have been nice. Which list is longer this year?
Well, David, it's a very good question, and kind of goes along with when kids come up to me and they ask, which list am I on? And I frankly turn it back to them and say, which list do you think you should be on? And if they say they're on the good list, and I said, well, wonderful. Now you know what to do to keep staying on that list, correct? And then if they said, well, I'm kind of on the naughty list, I said, okay, honesty has a lot to go for that. And maybe you now know what you need to do to be on the good list. And frankly, the good list way outnumbers the bad list.
I am so happy to hear that. Once again, you were listening to the voice of Santa Claus, who was so kind as to take time out of his preparations for Christmas and call into 89.1 WEMU and to join Deb Pollack and myself on Creative Impact this week. Now, I was one of those little boys who on occasion forgot to make his bed. I sometimes didn't always do exactly what I was told. I occasionally missed a homework assignment. If I find that my name was on that naughty list, even for a short period of time. Is there a way to earn a Santa Claus pardon?
Oh, always a way. I think it had to struggle a little bit harder with you when you were a child.
David.
Oh, I'm he knows. He really knows.
Just kidding. There always is. I mean, the effort is very, very important. You can't always do what you want to do. It doesn't always come out the way you want, but the effort there is very, very important to me.
Well, Santa, how do you keep your spirits up, and how do you keep the spirits up of all the elves that are working so hard right now at this time of the season?
Oh, that's such a wonderful question, because at the pole, let me interject for a moment, that since September 1st, Christmas music has been playing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And come September 1st, the elves know that they have a lot of work to do, and they just get so excited. Now, they've been working since the beginning of the year, after a month or two off. They've been getting the work of the year, getting the kind of the usual gifts out, the trains, the trucks, the cars, some of the dolls, the hula hoops, and that kind of thing. But come September 1st, they just start getting so excited. We start working two shifts a day. The music's going. And the closer we get to Christmas, they're just so energized and excited. How can I not be energized and excited? It just kind of, you know, goes full circle. And right now, since the beginning of November, we've been working around the clock, and they just got just so energized. Oh, I mean, they look forward to that day.
There is, as we mentioned, a long list of children who always want to talk with Santa, always want to hear Santa, and always want to make sure they do the things necessary to be on the nice list to ensure that they're going to have a happy and merry Christmas. And I have a grandson. Deb has grandchildren. My grandson's name is Chase, and hers are Brooks and Isla.
Isla. Mm-hmm.
And they want to know if they are on the list.
Oh, I think I can share with this one that, yes, they are. Hopefully you will ask, if they ask you from your conversation with me, you might ask them, which one do you think you should be on?
I think I know the answer to all three.
I think so, too, and probably so many boys and girls that are out there listening today. Santa, so is there anything you'd like to say to all the boys and girls that are there anxiously waiting for you on Christmas Eve?
Well, first thing is, what's your favorite cookie out there, children? Oh, I love you. I've never met a cookie I didn't like.
I've noticed.
And then, of course, they have to feed the reindeer, too.
Oh, yes. Reindeer, it's a long night for them. They're in training right now to get ready for the night. And during the night, they need extra energy, and apples and oats are wonderful for them. And they just kind of perk up when they get some of that during the night. Now, the last few things to really share with the children is continue working hard, trying to be good, and talk to your mom and your dad. And when they say ask you to do something, do it right away. Spit spot, like my friend Mary Poppins would say. And brothers and sisters, try over this next month not to argue with each other so much. Mom and Dad would love that, and so would I, frankly.
And so would the grandmas and the grandpas and the aunts and the uncles.
Oh, yes, they will.
Well, I know you have to get back to making toys, and you have to get back to working with your crew of elves, but I do want to ask you one final question. You spend the season traveling around the world, delivering gifts and bringing joy and happiness to multitudes throughout the planet. Who on Christmas gives Santa Claus a present?
Oh, all the children. Just by their reaction of enjoying what they get and thinking of others.
Oh, Santa, it's just been magical having you on the show today. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas indeed.
Thank you, and you folks have a very, very Merry Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and the only calling in from the North Pole, that was Santa Claus as he makes preparations to make his deliveries the world over. I hope you're looking forward to it. It was a joy for me. I hope it was a joy for you as well, Deb.
Oh, my gosh, I was so excited. Remembered me.
Of course he did. You're unforgettable. That is Deb Pollack. She is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, my co-host for Creative Impact. You hear it each Tuesday as part of 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Hey, kids, you know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Yeah! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer
had a very shiny nose.
And if you ever saw it,
you would even say it glows.
All of the other reindeer
used to laugh and call him names. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history.